Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Yeah, perfect tip of the day. That round may sound rather mundane and much. Okay. Thing the same. Here's. Okay. Any better? Better. Better? Better? Here? No. Okay, maybe we need to reconnect this power.
I'm a little lover boy. Pride and joy. She must be a little baby. I'm a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my lady. She's long and lean. You mess with her, you see a man get mean. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby.
Good morning, Sam Andrews here, Firearms Monday. We're having a little trouble getting John connected. He should be along in just a second. Well, today we're, as Americans, we're dealing with a lot of different things, a lot of different attacks. We're seeing attacks on the financial system. We're seeing attacks on our logistics, on our energy, on our small businesses. And a lot of times these things can seem to be overwhelming or negative. They don't have to be. There are answers. And we talk a lot on this show about answers with firearms and some political solutions. The only way to restore a republic is to have integrity to elections. And I think the only way we're going to get integrity back to elections in the United States of America is to start getting involved at the local level, the political townships, the city councils, the county councils, the school boards. Once we can take those organizations back over with Christian conservatives, we can start changing the landscape of the state government. Keep in mind, right now, we do not have federalized elections. Each election is run by an individual state. So key swing states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Arizona, places like Florida, Michigan, these states that have been wrought, Pennsylvania especially, with voter fraud, these states can be fixed. We can restore integrity to these elections by taking over our state legislatures and doing what the country of France did, going to all paper ballots, having a timeline for those paper ballots. Good morning, John. You're with us.
Good to have you with us. Good to be with you. We had some technical issues going on here, obviously. For those who don't know, this is Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website our Freedom Center is freedomtrain.net. It sounds like you were beginning a dialogue regarding ballots and voting, sir.
Yeah, restoring integrity to our elections. We need to go to all paper ballots. We need to limit the amount of time that we can vote. We shouldn't be voting for a whole month. We should be voting over a period of 1 to 3 days and counting those ballots and getting the results of the election to the people. This is what France did. France went to all paper ballots. And I'm embarrassed that a country like France is better at providing election integrity than American citizens. It's embarrassing right now. We need to fix it.
Well, Sam, I did a presentation at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines in a suburb of Manila, the equivalent of the Federal Reserve. And one of the guests there, he's a Filipino doctor. He spends 6 months a year in the United States making buckets full of money and 6 months a year helping his people in the Philippines. And he says, "Oh, John, we're about to go to electronic voting machines." And he was so proud and happy that the Philippines were coming into the modern age. And I said, Doc, please don't do that. If you want to have free and fair elections, you want paper ballots counted at the precinct. And I don't know if what I told him had any effect, but he was so proud that that's what they were about to do.
Yeah, that's a mistake. We made the same mistake. A lot of people don't know that Dominion the manufacturer of a lot of these voting machines, was in its origins a CIA project to install voting machines into third world countries and place countries around the world so that we could steal their elections and install the guy we wanted to. And
right.
Like most things with a centralized government, any weapons created to manipulate or defeat foreign enemies are often turned on their own people by the government. And that's exactly what's happened here in our corrupt system.
That's right. That's exactly what's happened. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment, we try to stay focused on firearms and related topics, but we'll entertain other questions and comments at 512-248-8252. Sam, something came up since you and I have talked that I need to bring out here. A private trusted source I've been working with for more than 10 years was in Tucson, Arizona, and beginning a week ago this past Thursday, right nearby to Tucson is the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, where they store many hundreds of aircraft. Beginning a week ago Thursday, jet fighters that had been in storage were taking off every 20 seconds for parts unknown. My source left. It'll be a week ago tomorrow. They were still taking off at that point in time, very loud, obviously. Signs and banners around the commercial airport, photographs, no videos. So this is way more than they would do for training. They may do maybe a dozen for training to see if they could do it properly. A short list of why they would do this. One would be to disperse these aircraft so that the bomb would not take them all out. Another, and these are and/or scenarios, and/or send them to Europe in preparation for a deeper, heavier war with Russia, send them to Taiwan to defend Taiwan, or possibly disperse them to our allies, which is Israel and South Korea. It's a pretty short list, but it's also very disturbing information, isn't it, sir?
Well, it's pretty unusual for that facility to be taking stuff out of mothballs and getting aircraft ready to fly. And so sometimes these aircraft fly to maintenance locations where different types of maintenance can be done. It's highly likely that there some of them are headed to Ukraine eventually or to deal with the Taiwan situation eventually. I'm not sure about the other South Korea. I'm not sure about that. I don't know that that's a real likely scenario. I would bet on Ukraine or Taiwan for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
These planes are either being flown towards Poland or they're being flown to maintenance sites where they can be made battle worthy, and then they'll be sent to Poland or to Taiwan. Who knows?
Yeah, well, I have intel
on that at this point.
Roger that. I have friends in that business. One friend of mine is an F-15 engineer. Apparently, a lot of what goes into these aircraft is modular, where they can upgrade various parts of it, such as the avionics or communications, by simply
radar.
unplugging the older model and plugging in the new model without... is a pretty simple, quick fix. So you're right. So it's information that once I heard it, I knew I needed to start communicating, and I've been communicating it since last week. And it's the kind of thing that's hard to keep secret, isn't it?
Well, when you see a lot of movement, it becomes significant. You know, little movements can be insignificant, can be, you know, inconsequential. But when you see large amounts of aircraft move, that's a pretty significant thing. Large amounts of troops moving the same direction, that's always a significant thing. Because it's time and money, logistically, to move stuff. And so we don't just move things around willy-nilly. We always have a purpose when we move things. And in war, that could be the purpose could be deception, or the purpose could be actual direct action, could be maintenance. You know, there's a lot of different explanations for that. I just don't know anything right now. I know a few people I can call maybe this week and get some more information on that.
Well, this could be vital information to give everybody a heads up as to how close we are to World War III, couldn't it?
Well, it could be. Oftentimes, you don't want to tell even your own people what you're doing because you want to protect the people that are going into harm's way. And so it's always a difficult thing to strike a balance between pushing information to the people and keeping information tight-lipped. But if your friend knows these things are moving, then I guarantee you the Russian and the Chinese know.
Of course they do. That's that's the kind of thing that you can't keep private because it's with satellite technology, it's something of that nature is going to be known in real time by our enemies. Anyway, Sam, there was a shooting over the weekend at a Texas mall. Within a few hours, the President of the United States was calling for more gun control.
Well, I know there was a shooting at a Texas mall. I heard that 17 people were injured or killed. Is that true?
I believe the latest death count is 8 dead, and I think 4 were in critical condition, and others injured. Last I heard.
Yeah, and you know, here's the really sad thing is that, you know, John, that I'm not a concealed carry fan. I'm an open carry
right.
guy. Right?
Right.
Our founding fathers said keep and bear. They didn't say keep and conceal. Our founding fathers believed that men that concealed weapons were scoundrels. That's the truth. Do your own research.
Right.
You don't have to take my word for it, but that's the truth. Now, the officers, the brave officers that went in and shot this guy, right, they deserve all the credit in the world. But that's not the answer. The answer to mass shooters is not some brave officer risking his life, walking into a scene that he's unaware of what's going down. That's not the answer. You know, and my grandfather used to say, you've got to have the right question to get the right answer. And the question is, what were the civilians in the mall doing while this guy was murdering people? And the answer
is,
yeah, not shooting back. That
right.
was the answer. The answer should have been shooting back immediately. So the number of deaths is 2 or 3, not 17.
Right.
See, when the people become the first responder, these mass shooters get nowhere. They might get one guy, they might get two guys, and then they're done. And
that's the final point
about that matter, John, is that you are responsible for your own security. Stop relying on the government. Stop relying on the police. The police work for the government. Their response time is long enough, typically, that many, many people can be killed in this situation. If I was in that mall and I was not the first person to be shot, I guarantee you that guy wouldn't have killed 3 people. An American citizenry that is armed and trained, just like Israeli citizens who open carry all the time, everywhere, that is the answer to terrorism. That is the answer to true security. That is the answer to active shooter situations.
Absolutely.
An armed.
Sam, we got a caller. Hold here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I wanted to say that they got some new stuff out on him now. Is that the music? Can I hear the music?
Hold on through the break. Mm-hmm. We don't know who you're talking about yet, Deb. We'll have to get back to your call after the break.
Okay.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Mother's Day sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Sunday night. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Go ahead and place your order. I take care of the sale price manually at my website or call my toll-free order line. Same thing. I take care of the sale price manually. That number is 800-592-9543. This is your website for Freedom Center USA. Is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And Pat from Texas, you got an update for us on somebody. Who is that?
The shooter, the mall.
The shooter at the Texas Mall, okay.
Hear me? You can't hear me?
We hear you fine. Go ahead.
I can barely. Anyway, yeah, it's
hearing myself too. He was trained as a security guard, and he worked at least 4 years as a security guard somewhere. I guess I'm focusing more on the fact that, you know, MSNBC and CNN, they're jumping on Texas rep from the town, which is called Allen, which is 30 miles from Dallas. And the guy lived in Dallas, which is a sanctuary city. And he lived with his mother, his, I don't know, 34 years old or whatever else. And his brother lived there too. And the fact is that John, when you were gone and Sam was talking, I remember one time there was a shooting like that up north. I don't know if it's Michigan or Indiana, but the people in the part of the people that had the things that was they were selling in the mall, they were armed, and they saw a suspicious guy. When the guy put leaned against something like he was hiding and pulled out a gun, they shot him dead. And that's Sam's exactly right. If everybody would look out for themselves, you know, instead of hoping some guy who hopes he's in a sanctuary city with all these criminal records already, and his parents don't even speak English, they got to have a interpreter. And I mean, but the guy, the rep from Allen, he was a Christian, and he was talking about God and the Roland Gutierrez from Dallas there, he's complaining because that guy was talking about God. He says, you're just leaning on the Bible instead of the fact that we all have the right to take care of ourselves and make good laws. Well, their way to get rid of good laws is to get rid of the guns. Of course. The gun didn't do it. The guy did it. Well, the governor, he's not talking about the fact that it's a sanctuary city or anything like that. He's talking about it was a mental illness and that we need more mental illness help. Well, that's a good start. But when you throw God out, you're gonna be mentally ill. That's all there is to it. And I think the country's just too mentally ill to even talk about defending ourselves. We just might as well let the Russians walk on in and say, how far do I bend over? I'll bow down. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Pat.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Sam, you got any follow-up before we move on Pat's call?
No, I just want to reiterate that the people need to take responsibility for their own security. It doesn't matter if you're at home or you're shopping or you're driving in your car. And that's the real key to living in a secure society. Because when people are armed, when the citizenry is armed, we have a very polite society without violence. When the citizenry is unarmed and dependent on the government, we have as much violence as bad people can visit on us until some government actor shows up and has the courage to do something about it. And sometimes it never happens, and sometimes it's a very long time. In this case, there was enough time for that guy to shoot and wound close to 20 people. So there's your answer. If you accept 20 injured, then that's your problem. I don't accept that.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 8th day of May. I didn't get to give the prepper tip today at the top of the hour. That's to stock up on toilet paper. Get those large commercial rolls, as I've said multiple times. I have 20 miles of toilet paper in storage ready for future use. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find lots there that will educate you and inform you. When it comes to the worst crime in recorded human history taking place right now, that's where my COVID section comes in. More than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, warning people, do not get the Pfizer vaccination, do not get the boosters. They will hurt you. They will kill you. My Mother's Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Sunday night. That's $25 off energy cleaner, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website. I take care of the sale price manually. Same thing with my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Money with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there that will train you how to properly clean your rifle. Not the way your grandpa taught you. It's different. And trust me, it is different. And you'll find the training schedule up through August, unless that's moved forward from there. All the excellent training available. If you want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, just give Sam a call. And what's that phone number, Sam?
417-718-2597.
Roger that. Sam, our next caller is Carl in Florida. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, John. First time calling in. I had the privilege to train with Sam last spring at the Freedom Center and took the basic pistol and rifle course, to which was really, truly a game changer. Can't recommend that enough. Just wanted to mention something I encountered this morning. It was, I believe, on the Alex Jones show. He had an interview with Pete Santilli, and I had my issues with Alex. I really recommend people take a look at that. He talks about this Mexican game invasion that's basically underway as a result of Biden's rolling out this Title 42. Apparently, the Mexican, cartels are under the impression that people can just walk through and then not have to pay for their services, bringing everybody across. So, which then cuts into their profits, which is their primary source of income. So, really, could be a serious thing. I encourage people to check that out. Also, had some follow-up questions for Tim.
Go ahead with the questions.
All right, Carl.
Hey, good morning, Sam. So, I recently took possession of suppressor that you recommended, the Resonator R2, and I was having a bit of an issue. I ran through maybe half a dozen mags and was getting what they, I guess, refer to walk off with unthread or loosen. Do you have any solutions to that issue?
Well, there's a big echo in your voice, and so I didn't understand the question. Could you repeat it slowly, please?
Okay. So I now have one of the Resonator R2 suppressors.
I caught that. Yeah.
What's happening after a few magazines that it starts to loosen up? I believe they call that walk off as the suppressor becomes sort of loose on the threaded QD.
Okay. So there's no way that a suppressor is going to come off the brake. The brake must be loosening up off the barrel. Is that correct?
No, it's the actual suppressor coming off the brake. Yeah.
I've never heard of that. And how tight are you tightening the suppressor when you put it on?
Hand tight when it's cold, as firm as I can get it. And I have pretty strong hands.
Yeah, so you may want to shoot it 5 or 6 times and then give it another really tight turn, or right, install it with a strap wrench because it has a detent system on it. You have a spring and a ratcheting mechanism on the brake itself, and you have serrations on the base of the suppressor. And so the suppressor should not be coming off the brake. Now, is the can itself coming off the back of the suppressor, or is it the whole suppressor coming off the brake, off the ratcheting mechanism?
I used the wrenches that came with the can and tightened up the actual can itself, but I was also wondering if I should have Loctite on that, that wouldn't come off.
So is the area that you tighten with the wrenches, is that the area that's coming loose?
No, the actual can is moving away from the brake.
Well, can you hear it clicking when you spin it on?
Yes, there's a clicking and then it stops as it's good and firm and tight.
Yeah, you may want to use a strap wrench and get another click, because I've never seen that happen in 15 years with a Yankee Hill can with a QD system.
Okay.
I'm wondering why your ratcheting mechanism is not working. I've never seen that before.
Okay.
So you should be hearing these really strong clicks as you spin this thing on.
Yeah, I do hear the clicks. Maybe I just need to use a tool and not just my hand. Another question for you was that, you know, I was cleaning the weapon and I wasn't able to do it while it was still warm because I have to go to the gun range. And I was at the stage where I'm cleaning for copper with the sweet product. And yes, after I ran that suppressor, I mean, it just kept coming out more and more. Like 30 patches of bright blue. You have any input on why that might be happening? Normally it just one or two patches and then it's clean, it's removed.
Well, your barrel's rough now. Are you cleaning the suppressor as well?
No,
you're taking the suppressor off and just cleaning the barrel.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, suppressors do cause more fouling in the barrel. But if you're JBing the barrel over time, the surface of the barrel should get quite smooth, and it shouldn't copper foul very much.
Right.
But you're saying you saw more copper fouling in the barrel simply because you put the suppressor on.
That's correct. Normally, I don't have very, very much copper at all.
Well, you probably need to JB that barrel about three or four times because you've got something rough in the barrel that's grabbing copper.
Okay. And nothing should ever be done in terms of wiping or cleaning the suppressor itself.
If you're shooting supersonic ammo, that burns so hot in the suppressor, you'll likely never have to clean the suppressor. If you're shooting subsonic ammo, then the suppressors can get a little gummy. Drop them in a bucket of MEK for about 2 hours and then pull it out. Make sure you're using a wire or a tool to get it in out of the MEK. You don't want MEK on your skin. And you just let it drip dry and sit overnight and you should be good to go.
Okay. Just one last thing I was going to ask about something you mentioned at one point. You were going to do another run of those Glock pistols in a different format. I'm just curious because I was interested in maybe getting in on that.
Yeah, we're not there yet, but we may be in about 6 weeks. I may have something to announce now.
Okay, you'll announce it on the show and we'll know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate your time as always.
All right, thanks for the call.
Great call, Carl. We appreciate it. Let's get a firearm tip of the week at the top of the hour. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just have a question in regard to something I found on Craigslist. Now, I know this is going to be a little absurd conversation based on what Sam does. I found an ATN night vision unit. The guy claims that he never fired it. He had it on an AR platform, never fired it. I told him I wanted to see if a serial number would indicate the age of the unit. So the direct question to you, Sam, is, and I know ATN is junk, but the direct question to you is, can you find out the production based on serial number on a product?
Yeah, if you get the serial number off that unit, you should be able to call ATN. They should be able to tell you what year it was manufactured.
Yeah, and my understanding from your conversations about these things, especially these junks, is that the tubes are only good for a couple of years on the outside if you're really taking care of it. And if it's on any large gun, it would destroy it. So that makes sense.
If it's night vision and it uses the white phosphor or the green-white scale intensifier tube technology, mm-hmm. those things are really fragile. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't live long in a recoil environment.
Well, I listened to John talk about his experience in his backyard with his night vision, looking up at the stars and seeing all this stuff flying around. And I just got in the back of my head, this thing is cheap. I could get it cheap, maybe beat them up some more. So it's just, I want to make sure it works. But if I could find out the year of it, so if it's 10 years old, I'm going to walk away, you know. But I want to do the John Moore thing. I want to look at all the UFOs up in the air. So.
There's a lot of stuff up there flying around.
Oh, man, and you guys talk about it all the time, and I just feel like, you know, I'm just not there, so I got to find something cheap so I can join the club.
Well, you know, here's the thing. The mean time between failures on Gen 1 night vision is typically 500 hours.
Wow.
So it's not a lot of time. At Gen 2 How is about 1,000 to 2,000 hours. Gen 3s are generally over 10,000 hours if they're not in a recoil environment on a weapon.
Yeah,
it really depends.
So he could be lying about the whole thing, but he's at $500 or best offer. So if I could determine how old the damn thing is and whatnot, but you know, it's just one of these quick questions for you guys, and I just want to join your club, man. I want to look and see up in the sky and see what the hell's out here. So
well, a set of 80 millimeter Steiner binoculars will show you all kinds of stuff.
That is true. That I couldn't agree with you more. Well, thank you for your time, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Sam, I don't see very much chance of anti-gun matters passing the House of Representatives. Do you, sir?
I sure hope not. We've certainly had a lot of Republicans sponsor and back gun control bills lately. But you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. A lot of people don't know this, but when you have a Republican House and a Republican president, that is a more dangerous situation for gun control laws being passed than when the Democrats are in control. And, you know, Ronald Reagan banned more guns than all presidents combined, all other presidents combined.
Yeah.
And he did it after Newt Gingrich did his contract with America thing. You know, So, I mean, you look at the history of it. When you got a Republican House and you got a Democrat in the presidency, we haven't had a lot of gun control passed. But we got a Republican president, a Republican House and Senate, that seems to be when we get these horrific gun control measures passed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just the opposite of what people would normally think, isn't it?
It has been traditionally. You know, I'm not sure that people would tolerate it now, but it'll be interesting to watch.
It will be. Absolutely will be. And we do have open lines at 512-248-8252.
John, we had this weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Reloading components, sir. Sam.
I think we must have talked over each other.
Yeah. I say again, any changes in the price and or availability of ammunition and or...
Yeah, the price is going up and the supply is going down right now. It's gone the other direction.
Okay, now, you've mentioned some new ammunition factories coming online. Are they close or getting there? What's the story on them?
Well, there's a big facility going in Oklahoma, but it's not up and running yet. They're going to make primers, so that's a great thing. That'll be a great thing for the American people. And there's some new importers. I mentioned one of them a week or two ago. I think it's Pale Horse that is now selling 9mm and .223. So there's a source for some ammunition that's new. They've got some stuff they're importing out of Europe. So that might be worth looking at as far as a cost-effective practice ammo. But the price of primers, the price of ammo, everything continues to rise. And so would have been a heck of an investment 5 years ago to put $1 million into ammunition. You probably could have turned it into about $2.5 million at this point.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, that would have been a very worthwhile investment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would have. It would have been a good thing. I put quite a bit of money in primers and brass and powder and components and stuff, but we probably sold 25-30% of that. So
here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Monday, the 8th day of May. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417 718-2597. Sam, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think we should talk a little bit about the firearms tip of the week.
Sure, let's do it.
I think we did a urban vehicle tactical class this past week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was a great class, really good guys. Probably the best group we've had so far as retention of safety and other things coming from a basic class to this next course. We do a lot of things in this class. We do glass shoots. We do shooting over your head with different weapons. So you can recognize what's being shot at you. We do a lot of work from behind cover, learning how to use cover, horizontal, vertical, side hill lies, all that kind of stuff, shooting in and around vehicles. And so it's a really fun class. But one of the things that I noticed was that some of the students... Are we at a break?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. No, not yet.
So one of the things that that I noticed was some of the students had not practiced between classes. And I think it's because a lot of students, when they first get started in firearms training, they don't realize that it's a discipline. It's a lifelong discipline. It's kind of a way of life. And you need to do your mag changes. You need to do your trigger reset drills. You need to do these things between classes. And so 5 minutes of practice twice a week is way better than an hour of practice once a month. And so short practice sessions on a regular basis will get you more improvement and make you better with a firearm than just training once a month or once every other month. And that's the tip of the week, is to do your dry fire practice, do your trigger control drills, do your mag change drills, all of that stuff, 5 to 7 minutes twice a week rather than a two-hour session once a month.
Roger that. And I'm a really big fan of dry fire practice. I don't have the name of the product in front of me, but for rifle cartridges, the red plastic with the brass base are the best ones. The less expensive blue aluminum ones, they don't hold up. They're good for maybe 50 to 100 shots, training shots, and they don't function anymore. But the red plastic ones with the brass base, they have a little spring behind where the make-believe primer is to absorb that impact in the firing pin, so no harm to come to the firing pin. And I don't know that they'll ever wear out. I've used them hundreds of times with no issues, Sam.
Yes. And we are at a break.
We are at top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.